Matthew chapter 19. And when Jesus finished these words, he departed from Galilee and came into the borders of Judea, beyond the Jordan. And great crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And some Pharisees came to him, testing him, and saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause?" And he answered and said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh.' So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has yoked together, let man not separate." They said to him, "Why then did Moses command us to give her a certificate of divorce and divorce her?" He said to them, "Moses, because of your hardness of heart, allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been so. But I say to you, that whoever divorces his wife, except for fornication, and marries another, commits adultery. And he who marries her who has been divorced commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If the case of the man with his wife is like this, it is not profitable to marry." And he said to them, "Not all men can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born so from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs because of the kingdom of the heavens. He who can accept it, let him accept it." Then little children were brought to him, that he might lay his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Allow the little children, and do not prevent them from coming to me, for of such is the kingdom of the heavens." And after he laid his hands on them, he went on from there. And behold, someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why do you ask me concerning what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in the heavens, and come, follow me." But the young man, hearing this word, went away sorrowing, for he had many possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich man enter into the kingdom of the heavens. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" And looking upon them, Jesus said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then Peter answered and said to him, "Behold, we have left all and followed you. What then will there be for us?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, that you who have followed me in the restoration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you also shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields, for my name's sake, shall receive 100 times as much, and shall inherit eternal life. But many first will be last, and many last first.